hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, good morning, Roland Martin.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. The word finally is being used by lots of people to talk about the new, whatever you want to call it, football playoffs for big-time college football. Every other sport in the NCAA has a real playoff. Golf, baseball, volleyball, racquetball, swimming, you name it. But big-time college football, they say it's just difficult. We can't figure out how to do it, even though Division II, Division III, they have it as well. And so what about this new system? We turn to my homeboy, Roy Johnson. He's been covering sports, covered everything for the past 30 or so years. Yeah, I said 30 or so years,
wow,
Roy, deal
Roland?
With it. What? I mean, the brother, it's called credibility, but, you know, it ain't like he'd be covering for 5 years. and he's also the CEO of Fit Live Win, a health company as well. So, Roy, is this a real playoff? Is it better than the previous, the BCS or called the BS system?
Well, Roland, in the now immortal words of LeBron James, it's about dadgum time that they did this. You know, it is
immortal already. Immortal words.
That's not quite what he said, but it's a family show. So we'll leave it at that. You know, it is absolutely better than what they had. I mean, this is a recognition of what America has been asking for years, and that is a system that allows at least four teams to compete for a national title. I mean, I think even Tiddlywinks has a playoff system, and chess has a playoff system. So college football finally coming into the 21st century and has a real playoff. So this is better. It's not what everybody wants, but it's what they're going to get for 12 years after it starts in 2014.
All right, Roy. Roland, always say follow the money.
Right, right.
So this has to do with money, doesn't it?
Period.
Well, it absolutely partly has to do with money. It also has to do with the fact that the college football has lost January 1st. When you and I were growing up, January 1st was college football day. Now it's filled with the Weed Whacker Bowl and, you know, the Dumpster Bowl, and nobody really cares. So college football wanted to reclaim January 1st, so they're going to put the first semifinal playoff games on January 1st to reclaim that day. But you're absolutely right. This will allow college football to reap a bounty, another immortal sports word these days. It'll be at least double of the television money that they get now. So let's say that college football, the BCS, gets about $150 million now. You can count on them getting at least $300 and maybe as much as $500 million a year for the television rights, the BCS playoff.
Mack Brown, the University of Texas head coach, as well as I've heard Steve Spurrier and others, these guys are now saying, guess what? It's time for us to start paying these players. Ain't gonna happen, Roy.
Well, they're already paying them to a certain degree. And I'm not just talking about the scholarships. There are Pell Grants. There are ways to get players more money. And I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see more discussion about Pell Grants being increased and giving these athletes a little bit more money, maybe a couple thousand dollars. You're never going to stop the kind of corruption that you see, unfortunately, because no matter what system you have, somebody's going to find a way to circumvent it. But it is crazy when they have so many rules, for instance, that a player who is a star, his name can be leveraged by a school to sell jerseys, to sell all sorts of things, and then that player that evening may not have enough money to go out for pizza or may not have enough money to get home for the holiday. So there's an inequity in the system that must be addressed, and whether it's paying college players or not, we'll just have to continue to discuss it.
All righty then. And folks, you can also subscribe to Roy's newsletter. Send him an email, info@fitlovewin.com. Fit Live Win. I'm reading his email, Roy. fitlivewin.com. Roy, we'll see what happens with this playoffs, but it's big money, Tom. Big, big money.
All right, follow the money.
Follow the money.
Here's Anthony Hamilton, 23 past the hour.